These are two pretty solid football teams. I don't think they're great, but, you know, in this day and time, they're better than most of what's out there. And yeah. I thought it was really a pretty well-played team game. You know, Breece Hall is really a better back than Warren, but Warren's still a good player. Sanders had a really good day and certainly capable of doing some things. Purdy looks like the best quarterback in the league to me as far as being a veteran guy. I'm not saying he's the most gifted, but he really played well. And, you know, Hutchinson, the receiver, has a big day. That thing could have gone either way. And you know, and like y'all said, I mean, the Oklahoma State kid hits the field goals. And, you know, who knows? Good ball game. Great crowd.
If he makes the field goals, OSU wins the game.
Yeah. Great crowd. You know, they announced the crowd. It was a big crowd. 61.5 is what that thing holds, and they had people all over the grass banks and everything.
On the berms,
homecoming, yeah.
So it was really more than that.
Yeah, it was. I mean, it was a colorful group. I mean, it's a classy crowd. They were into it. Big win for Iowa State. You know, you hated that it gunned in them's expense, but you know, it was certainly a big win for them. Big win. Two pretty good defensive football teams, really.
That's why I walked away from that game thinking, you know what, this, and I knew OSU was good on defense, but to go on the road like that, hold Iowa State to 24 points, and in a lot of ways OSU's defense played well enough to win that game. You missed a couple of field goals. The fourth down play, and it looked like he was right on the marker,
hard to tell, you know, from marked, TV.
From the replay, couldn't say for sure that he made the first down, but it looked like he made the first down. If they had ruled it the first down, you couldn't have overturned it the other way.
Right.
But it came down to a few plays like that and the missed field goals, Pat, right?
No turnovers
in the game by either team.
No, it was a well-played. It wasn't a ragged game. I was reading – you know, Jim Knowles, the defensive coordinator at Oklahoma State, a couple of his remarks, you know, like you were saying earlier, you know, I mean, Purdy has a big day throwing the ball, but, you know, the point Knowles was making that Oklahoma State could not get them in 3rd and 7 or more a whole lot of times, which allowed Purdy, and again, he's a veteran guy, and they know what they're doing with the run-pass options, the RPOs. So, you know, which was a really good point, you know, and you got a guy like Breece Hall that's probably is the best back in the league. You know, I'm not saying he's a great back, but he's an awfully good back. But, you know, when you're on with the RPOs, theoretically you're always right. You know, when you're it's a three-way read. Do I give the ball off? Do I keep it? Or do I throw the whatever routes you got tied in with it and everything? And they really did a nice job of that. But I thought that was an interesting point Knowles made. They couldn't get them into 3rd and 7. You're 3rd and 7. You're not going to call a RPO. You're going to call a pass play of some sort. So I thought that was a pretty interesting remark that Knowles had made. But you know. Really, it was they were
but
pretty
still,
well played football games. Yeah,
yeah. Even like Barry Trammell said, Iowa State was only 9 for 19 on short yardage where they needed 3 yards or less.
Mm-hmm.
They only got 9 of 19. That's pretty good defense, right, Pat?
Oklahoma State's got a lot of quickness and speed, and they're a little bit got more muscle up front with some of those kids than people realize, you know. And their linebackers are solid players, and all these kinds of things. So I don't think they're great, but I think they're pretty good. They're better than most of what's out there defensively. You know, they really are. I didn't think either game was particularly well officiated. You know, I mean, I still think I thought they made a kind of a goofy call on the Iowa State kid, although I still think it's funny because I have no use for that kind of stuff.
You wouldn't have thrown a flag there, right?
No, but I would have laughed at the kid if they had.
Well,
you know, again, if you're the player, just shut up and play. Put the ball in the end zone, give it to the official, go back and huddle. Now, I thought the guy jumped the gun on the call. I still think it's funny. And again, there's words to describe how I really feel about that stuff, but I can't use it on the radio.
I don't like having an official, just one guy on,
well, the
on
kid,
some.
The kid shouldn't act like a fool then. He shouldn't act like a fool. It's the kid's fault. It's not the official's fault.
But I didn't think that kid was acting a fool. I mean, he glanced back.
There's magnitudes of being a fool. He wanted to be a fool. He really wanted to be a fool. And just a little bit of it came out. Like I say, I'm probably not going to make the call, but you're going to walk up to the kid and say, be careful, son. But again, I still think if they'd have called it, I would have thought it was funny. Quite honestly,
I'm just glad for the game that it didn't cost them. That's because they did go ahead and score on that drive.
Well, I wish they had called it and they hadn't scored, and Oklahoma State would have won. I mean, again, I would have thought it would have been funnier on that kid, but anyway, I thought it was a poor call.
Well,
I thought getting into the other game a bit, my first reaction on the fourth down play was forward progress had been stopped Williams took the ball out the kid's hand.
I agree. They had total control of him, and he had already gone backwards 2 yards.
Mm-hmm.
What's stopping forward progress besides that?
Yeah, right.
I don't think the whistle had blown. They did the replay with the sound.
You couldn't hear. But again,
I thought
both games were fairly poorly officiated, to be honest about it. But that's just me. But from a standpoint of, this will be interesting going forward. You know, with what Iowa State and Oklahoma State get done, because there's still a lot of stuff out there. And obviously, given OU's performance at Lawrence, I mean, there's no earthly telling what will transpire now, you know, to me, with the top four teams in this league.
No, OU's going to have to get things fixed defensively. They're just real lucky they weren't playing – you know, Baylor or Iowa State or OSU on Saturday.
Real lucky they weren't playing Cassia Hall or Norman North around that.
There might have been a few high school teams that could
Kansas,
Pat, I mean, this is not a good football team.
Bless their heart. And I'm trying to, you know, because Leipold, the Kansas coach of them, are doing it. I mean, they're coaching their brains out. And, you know, the freshman tailback played well. We've seen Lassiter before. You know, I mean, they had some kids that played. But I'm sitting there watching that game, and I'm thinking, KU might be the least talented Division I team I've ever seen. Matt said it. I mean, they're awful. I mean, they're terrible. You know, and here OU is letting them rip down the field and making them. They look like John Hadle and all those great players they had up there. And you know, and OU can't do anything about it.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Goodness.
And OU couldn't pick up a yard when they needed it at the end of the game until, you know, Caleb Williams.
Oh, yeah.
You know, took the ball away. And going back to OSU real quick, I thought that was the difference there, was that Jalen Warren, he had 76 yards on 18 carries. But as Barry Trammell said Sunday, last three quarters, Warren only had 31 yards on 10 carries.
Yeah.
They just couldn't run. And so, you know, when the moment of truth came, OSU didn't have confidence that they could knock Iowa State off the ball and hand the ball to Jalen Warren. They had to throw that screen pass, and I'm not saying it was the wrong call. I'm just saying that, you know, Iowa State had kept Warren in check the last three quarters.
Well, but I would imagine you, and Mike's, you know, watches him, you know, that's kind of the gut feeling on the thing. I mean, Oklahoma State is not that offensive line is coming along, but they're not just a whole bunch of ass kickers. You know, I mean, they're getting better, and they're coaching them well. I would think that Iowa State's defensive front, which Mike sensed, you know, has had the upper hand on as far as doing what we're talking about, is turning around, giving the ball to Warren, and really knocking somebody. Not when Iowa State's got the possibility of loading up. I mean, obviously they thought, you know, you guess and think they're going to load up, so I throw the ball out there, you know, and let Presley try to make a play. And, hey, you know, whatever the guy ruled, whatever they ruled is what it was and all. But you're exactly right. I mean, Oklahoma State's not – they're not overpowering in the offensive line. They're getting better, and those kids are trying, and you know, they're being well coached. But they're not just an overpowering group, no.
But by the same token, Oklahoma needed 2 yards to put the game away against Kansas, a bad Kansas team, like you said, Pat. And they got stuffed. And And lucky for them, the officials were asleep at the switch, because I think forward progress had been stopped. But you can't review that. And so, that, like they said after the game, all the only reviewable aspects of the play are the position of the ball in relation to the line of scrimmage.
Oh, yeah.
And if possession was ever lost by the offense.
Sure.
The ball never crossed the line of scrimmage. There was never a loss of possession. So the play was ruled a handoff behind the line of scrimmage, and it was allowed to stand.
And
but
they
OU
got,
was very lucky there.
Yeah, OU got stuffed. Y'all are right.
Yeah.
I mean, the initial play,
they
is
got
KU stuffed.
Stuffed
him. I would think if you had the Morning Animals playing in the offensive line at OU, they could have knocked KU out of there. You know, I mean, I really would. I really would. I mean,
well.
KU, bless, again, I'm categorizing it by saying bless their hearts, because they're trying hard. They're not very good, guys. They're not. Now, I mean, and we've seen bad teams, I mean, at all levels at one time or another. I think as far as having any athletic ability across the board, this Kansas team is not very good. They're not. They're
but
not very
talented.
They've
got a quarterback that can run around a little bit. I mean,
yeah, he
Jason
can make a play,
Bean,
sure.
Mm-hmm. You know, he threw for 246, ran for 59. But they had a back run for 100 yards, Devin Neal.
Yeah.
Probably
freshman,
none of us could have
freshman,
named him before
freshman,
the game. But anyway,
freshman.
Devin Neal runs for 102 touchdowns. And Kwame Lassiter has been there forever, but
he
caught
there.
Seven for 106. I mean, for 101.
Oh, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yeah.
No, like I say, it was, you know, you don't know what this thing, and like we're getting into this, we start ranking these teams and everything, but it looks like to me, I still think OU is the best team in this league, I guess, but they sure have come back to the pack, would be the best way I could describe it. They've come right back to the pack on this deal.
It's so just mind-boggling how the defense, we thought the defense had made great strides last year. And the other mind-boggling thing that they wrote about today was the slow starts for this team, Pat. I mean, to get shut out in the first half against Kansas? I mean, seriously.
Well, I know it. Oh, I know. I mean, it's, you know, it's like you said, or something, one of y'all said. I mean, you don't know. You can't say it's Lincoln Riley's fault because they gave him the day off Monday. You do have to always, be careful that, because you're going to have an element in any locker room at any level that ain't got enough sense to figure anything out. There's always going to be that element.
You don't
want to
send the
there.
Message. You're
no,
telling
exactly.
your team that,
exactly.
hey, these guys,
exactly.
we don't even have to practice this.
The majority of your guys and the sharp guys, are they know what's going on. But they will be at all levels with virtually every team. You know, there'll be an element in there that ain't got enough sense to figure it out. You know, and conversely, you think, well, hey, I can just kind of loaf through practice and we can go up there at Lawrence and just kind of show up and win. Then all of a sudden this kind of thing happens. This should be a lesson to us all, myself included, even though you know it. I've seen it happen before. It's the rat poison deal. When you hear people complain about eating rat poison, this is exactly what you're getting to. You got a team that has very little athletic ability against a team ranked in the top five that in all honesty, they should have lost the ball game. I mean, OU probably deserved to lose that ball game. Now, didn't.
I mean,
they didn't.
If they deserved to lose the game, it was that one.
This one, yeah, and all that kind of stuff. So, boy, it was that's some strange stuff, guys. That's weird.
In the last six games, it's not just one game. That's the concerning thing is, in the last six games, Ryan Aber had it. In the first half, OU's been outscored 85-57 over a six-game stretch. You know, so the 10-0 Saturday was just another week that Oklahoma – wasn't ready to play at the start of the game. Well, that's pretty concerning when it happens week after week after week. I mean,
what's Kansas now? 1-6 or whatever they are now, or you know?
They're 114-1 against the spread in their last 16 games.
Just talk about this record. Tulane now is 1-6. Nebraska's 3-5. West
Kansas
Virginia's
hasn't beaten
3-4.
An FBS team since 2019.
No, you know. Whatever KU is now, again, Tulane's 1-6, and if that kid falls forward very far, they're liable to win the ball game. West Virginia's not even .500. If they don't jump off sides on the goal line, they're liable to win that ball game. TCU's under .500. Nebraska's under .500. So, again, what as far as the level of play and all these kind of things, but as you get a W at the end of the day, who knows?
And the penalties too, Pat.
Yeah.
Offsides or false starts.
Well,
six out of the 10 penalties were offsides or false starts. That's just
pre-snap.
No focus.
Well, the crazy one was what they got two, or we got two personal fouls where the kid just went and jumped on a guy. Remember?
Oh, yeah. Marquise Hayes.
Yeah,
sure.
That's you got to.
And a blindside block by Anton Harrison.
Right.
Yep. Right. Just stupid plays.
Things you can't do if subconsciously you think, well, hey, I can get by because these guys are not any good. If that infects your mind, anybody, you know, then you're making poor decisions mentally about things. So all of the above. Oh, I would think this probably will not be I wouldn't think it'd be a real fun week down in Norman this week, to be honest with you.
I would hope not.
I would hope not. You would think not. Yeah.
You're right. Well, Jenny Carlson gave the secondary a D, third down defense an F, defensive line a D, unforced errors a D. I mean, you know, I think she was right
all
on
that,
the money
sure.
on all those grades. So, I mean, it was just an ugly performance. Somehow they won the football game because they were playing, like you said, Pat, a terrible football team in Kansas.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So I don't know what that says.
You met Lala Kent on Vanderpump Rules. Now Lala and her friends share everything on Give Them Lala.
I'm expecting my second child. Which is very, very amazing.
Congratulations.
To say. Feels
We're
that
all
way.
With child.
You can say she's pregnant, she's knocked up, anything except with child.
Oh, I love with child. I'm going to be saying it all the time. Yep. Excuse
yes,
me.
Yes, yes.
6 feet, I'm with child.
Watch what Lala is talking about on YouTube or search for Give Them Lala wherever you listen.